You are listening to Real World News.
Veolia, Reva and Auchan won Pinocchio Awards 2013. Over 40,000 people participated at the Pinocchio Awards, a public vote organized by Friends of the Earth France. After the awards ceremony held in Paris, France, Rebel Radio's correspondent Camille Marigot interviewed the head of the extractive industries campaign Friends of the Earth France, Juliette Renaud. The sixth edition of the Pinocchio Awards was organized by Friends of the Earth France in association with Peuple Solidaires, ActionAid France and the Research and Information Center for Development. The final ceremony was held on November the 19th. The Pinocchio Awards aim at illustrating and denouncing the negative impact of some transnational corporations that are in total contradiction with the concept of sustainable development they seem to profess. Julieta says the awards ceremony when there were some parodies of the nominated corporations. Besides Real World Radio, the magazine Basta and the Multinationals Watch contributed to report the awards. The winning corporations Auchan, Areva and Veolia are an example of the manipulation of big transnational corporations under the guise of social responsibility, a concept that often conceals the commitments of these big economic groups in exchange of total impunity in the regions where they operate and where its economic activities of soil exploitation and damage to the environment affect the people who live in those territories. 9 companies were nominated for the Pinocchio Awards in 3 different categories. Juliette welcomed the increase in the votes this year. Voting began on October the 15th and it lasted 5 weeks, during which nearly 40,000 people participated to nominate the least sociable responsible corporation. 17,000 votes were casted in 2012. This increase in participation is evidence of awareness raising and the growing mobilization of citizens in response to the actions of transnational corporations. The Pinocchio Awards website is now available in English and Spanish, something that increases the participation, according to Juliette. The activists also thank the media and social organizations that contribute to promote the awards, and mainly at putting pressure on corporations. She emphasized that Auchan received the award under the category Dirty Hands, Full Wallet for not recognizing the role in the collapse of the Rana Plaza factory in Bangladesh 6 months ago, where over 1,000 people died. The company did not compensate victims. Juliette also mentioned a draft bill submitted before the French Parliament about the obligation of surveillance of transnational corporations. The bill stresses the responsibility of transnational corporations in the actions of their subsidiaries abroad so that they are forced to prevent human rights violations in those territories or they will be taken to court. It is a big step, but it is also a long-term struggle. The bill still needs to be passed, and judges need to set legal precedents in the rulings, said Juliette. She also said that Friends of the Earth France is working with organizations from other countries, such as Friends of the Earth Argentina, on Total case and its shale gas projects there. They are also working with WALI, Friends of the Earth Indonesia, on the Apple case and its mining operations in the island of Bangka. We are putting pressure on different levels to make things change. On the ground, mobilization is very important international, said Juliette. Meanwhile, the head of the Mission Dignifying Jobs at the textile and agricultural sectors of Peuple Solidaires, Vanessa Gauthier, also told Real World Radio about the role that mobilizing plays to pressure corporations. Peuple Solidaires has nominated Auchan for the Pinocchio Awards. According to Gauthier, big corporations are very sensitive to the image they show, so they try to avoid discredit campaigns. The activists welcomed the increase in the French citizens' participation at the Pinocchio Awards ceremony.
You are listening to Real World News.